Welcome to the Morning Ritual Podcast, meditations and conversations to set the tone for your day. I'm your host, Lily Balch. Today, we're going to explore two fundamental aspects of mindfulness meditation. The first is attention, and the second is the concept of an anchor point. And we're going to play, we're going to do a little experiment, and this episode is really to empower you to create your own more formal, unguided meditation practice. I adore guided meditations, but A, sometimes they're not always accessible, and B, other times we might just prefer to sit in silence. So still to this day, after many, many years of having a formal meditation practice, I will alternate between listening to a guided meditation and guiding myself in stillness and in silence. So today we'll give you a greater idea of how to build your own self-guided practice. And we're going to talk about attention and anchor points today. So a little bit about attention. Oftentimes when we sit to meditate, we find stillness, we close the eyes, we turn inwards, and we realize our minds are all over the place. They're really busy and we're really unsure where am I supposed to focus right now. There's a well-known study in the mindfulness world done by Harvard psychologists Matthew Killingsworth and Daniel Gilbert called A Wandering Mind is an Unhappy Mind. And this study points to the fact that when we aren't specific about where we're directing our attention, when we're not focusing on one thing, our mind naturally wanders. And because of our negativity bias as human beings, our mind often travels to more negative thinking. And so mindfulness as a practice is not about clearing the mind or switching off, but rather a way of seeing the patterns of our mind more clearly. We're not trying to change or fix in that moment, but rather bring more awareness to what's going on. And we carve out time just to rest our attention or place our attention on one thing. And this has been studied, this has been proven to bring more happiness into our lives, more focus and more self-awareness at the very least. So when we're directing our attention onto something specific, these points are known as anchor points. You know, you can think of an anchor really grounding the attention, holding it down, securing the attention. So anchoring your attention on one thing. And this isn't to say that your mind won't wander. It definitely will. That's what our minds do. But we have that anchor point to return to again and again and again. So we're going to do a little experiment. It's a little meditation, but kind of experimental. And we'll play with directing the attention on a few different popular anchor points. And I want you to just keep an open mind. How is it to place my attention here? What does that feel like? And then when we switch, what is this like? We're just observing with curiosity, okay? So you can do this practice however you'd like, seated, lying down. You might choose to close the eyes. That can help tune into the anchor points. But if that's not accessible to you right now, that's no problem. However you're situated, let's just pause and take a few deep breaths. And our first anchor point, which I love to begin most meditations with, is where your body makes contact with the ground. So if you're standing, that would be the feet. If you're sitting, the glutes, the backs of the thighs, maybe the soles of the feet as well. And if you're lying down, there's a lot more surface area making contact with that support beneath you. So resting your attention on where you feel the most pressure into the ground. What point is that? Yeah, anchor your attention there for a few breaths of time. Now, our second anchor point, something a little further from the body, might be in the body as well, are sounds. So just noticing all the sounds that are around you and inside you. Notice sounds that are really obvious and close to you, and then notice sounds that are really far away. What's the furthest sound? Now bring to mind a loved one and visualize them. Picture them in your mind. Sending them a moment of gratitude, of appreciation for their support, for having this person in your life. Use that loved one as an anchor point for a few breaths of time. And the final anchor point that we'll use is a simple mantra. A short phrase, and we'll use let go. And repeat that mantra in your mind, let go. Let go. Nice. Now come back to your breath and take a few deeper breaths. Noticing how that exercise was for you. Did you have a favorite anchor point? Did you have an anchor point that felt really uncomfortable? And just remembering how you felt as we went through each anchor point. So if you decide to have a more regular formal practice where you're guiding yourself, you can pick one of those anchor points, carve out 5-10 minutes to sit in stillness, to sit in silence, and just direct your attention to that anchor point without needing to judge or create stories or get lost in thought. You just notice when your mind drifts away from that anchor point. And you bring it back. Nice and simple. That's the practice. And I'll recommend choosing the anchor point that feels the most enjoyable to you, especially if you're just starting. And I find it helps to ask a few questions to have more success in this. And these questions are, 1, how long would you like to practice for? 2, at what time? So you can really schedule it in. And where are you going to practice? Then you might also consider, what will get in the way of me practicing? What might get in the way? And is there any way to sort of plan for that as well? Yeah, so I hope you enjoy that little experiment, and I want to hear from you how that went. If you have any questions, if you have any requests, I love getting requests. So if you have anything, please reach out to me on Instagram. I'll include the link to that in the show notes below. And if you haven't checked out the Substack already, we've got some cool stuff going on there. So yeah, check it out in the show notes, and I hope to hear from you soon. All right, we'll end this episode the way we always do, with a full breath in, a complete breath out, and have a lovely day.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.